Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Kevin Ritz in Dallas, Texas. I am flying solo today as Sam and Brad are on location at Outback Steakhouse there in Atlanta. They have a couple of guests. They have Yannis Latsis, who is one of the owners of the Outback Steakhouse there, and Gary Galloway with Gwinnett County Senior Services. They're going to talk about an exciting partnership that they have been working on for a few years around the Thanksgiving holiday, and we will send it to Sam and Brad there on location.
Thank you, Kevin. This is Brad, and I've got Sam Grass with me here this morning. We are broadcasting live from the Outback Steakhouse in Suwanee. And today we have two special guests with us. We have Yannis Latsis, who is one of the owners of the Outback Steakhouse in Suwanee. And we have Gary Galloway, who works for Gwinnett County Senior Services. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We appreciate you taking a few moments out of your busy schedule. We know how busy you are. We've been trying to get you in the studio for a long time. And
decided to come to you since you couldn't come to us.
Absolutely. And it's great to be here in your restaurant. Yannis, before we talk about the partnership between Gwinnett County Senior Services and Outback Steakhouse, I know you've got a real interesting story about how you got here and how you got to be one of the owners here, and I wonder if you could just share that with us.
I'd love to. I think the story happened because of my parents, and without my parents, I wouldn't be here today, obviously, but I think they're the ones that took the leap of faith and decided to take a chance and come to the United States. But growing up in a country called Latvia, so little bitty part in Eastern Europe. We had a lot of suppression living up, a lot of socialism, and my parents wanted us to have a better life. And we had a big family, five brothers and a sister, so they wanted all of us to come to the United States and have more of a freedom of choice, and have a better life to possibly have a business and better life for our families in the future as well.
And how long ago was that?
This was in 1989. Got my years mixed up there.
How old were you when you came?
I was 13 and turned, actually I was 14, I'm sorry, I was 14 and I was turning 15 in the summer that first year. And that's when my brother found a little place called Outback in 1991, I believe, in a shopping center in Lawrenceville, Georgia, which is off Highway 29. And he started working there as a saute cook. And he called me up and he said, "Hey, you need money, don't you?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm young. I want Nintendo games and possibly get a car soon." So I decided to get a job there as a dishwasher, working $5.50 an hour. And you know, something that really drew me to Outback, and I will never forget this, and I tell this story every new hire that I hire at Outback today, is the first impression is what got me. And that first impression was welcoming people. You know, I didn't speak a lot of English, didn't do much as far as, you know, knowing the restaurant industry. So coming into the back door of Outback Steakhouse, I was welcomed right away, smiles, and I felt like I was part of the family. And that feeling never left me, and it's the reason, one of the reasons I stay with Outback as many years as I have. And since 1992, August was my first month I started working there fully. So 1992, I guess, I'm almost celebrating two decades.
Wow. Yeah, 20 years.
Does corporate know this story? Because I think they would be very intrigued by it.
Kurt, my JVP of the area, he shares that story with some people. And he's actually a local guy here, too. He lives in Buford. So he knows my story. And I think that, you know, I'm proud of it myself just because I can tell people, you know, I lived the dream.
Absolutely.
You know, I believed in something, and I stuck with it. And over the years, the hard work paid off, because about 8 years ago, I received that partnership at Outback. So I had to, I had a chance to buy myself into an Outback, and that was in Gainesville, Georgia. And I was a proprietor there for 3.5 years, I believe, maybe four. And Suwannee location opened up, and I decided to take the opportunity here. Kurt offered me the opportunity, and I came here about 5 years ago.
That's fantastic.
So this location has been open 5 years?
This location opened 1996, and I actually opened this location as a kitchen manager.
Okay.
So it was kind of like homecoming for me when I was offered the position, and Gary can attest to this. I was actually part of Gwinnett Senior Citizens Group since the first year, I think, we opened, right? Since 1996. So it's been a long journey for both of us and a good relationship over the years. But, you know, to tell the story to people is that coming from another country really gave me a different perspective living here in the States. And to kind of lead into what I do here today is that I had seen the worst. I've seen some bad things in my life, and how to grow up in hardship. So to provide some of that relief to people here in the States, personally, I like to do that because I know people here are in need, and sometimes they just need a helping hand. And my father taught me that, and he was a big guy, and as far as when it comes to community involvement, and he really supported a lot of Jewish community himself, and he did a lot of work in the community just in general all around. So he, I think that's one of the traits I took from him.
Yeah, this is a great segue. You talk about your relationship with Gwinnett Senior Provider Services. Tell us a little bit why you do what you do with them.
Well, you know, like I mentioned earlier, growing up and seeing a lot of families, and especially elderly and seniors, not being provided for or supported, it really moved my heart to see that we have the same things here. And I wanted to be a part of something that really supported that and helped them out, because it's not fun to be around, you know, when you get older and no one's taking care of you, and when you're lonely and things of that nature. And I really think that some of the things that we do through Gwinnett Senior Citizens Group is Friends of Gwinnett, as we call them. We kind of changed the name over the years, but it really means a lot to the people, and I think it lifts their spirits a lot. And the money we raise, I know goes to a great cause, and it goes to great length to help a lot of people out there. And I live in this community within 15, 20 minutes, so Gwinnett County has been close to me, and I've always stayed in this area, so I've always supported as much as I could in the community when it comes to Gwinnett Senior Citizens.
Well, we thank you for what you do. Let me just jump over. We've got Gary Galloway here from Gwinnett County Senior Services. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for helping get this set up. I know you were instrumental in that. Tell me a little bit about how Gwinnett County got involved with Outback, and in general, how does the County Senior Service Organization partner with private industry?
Gwinnett County Senior Services, the agency, is part of Gwinnett County government and has been the contractual provider of services for the aging population in Gwinnett for coming up on its 40th year. And for a long time, that didn't mean a whole lot because there weren't a whole lot of seniors in Gwinnett. And what's happened in the last two decades is that all of us have gotten older. The baby boomers are grayer than they were a few years back. And the net result is that we're on a course now to where we're looking at, in less than 10 years, one in every five folks in Gwinnett County will be a senior, age 60 or more. So that's kind of the overview. And through time, what's happened is that in the last 2-3 years in particular, the economy has I want to say, paused or waned, whatever the proper word is. And that's caused the county to realize that it did not have the revenue coming in that it did through the boom years when Gwinnett grew gangbusters from 2000 to 2008. We were one of the fastest growing out there in the country. So all that being said, the nonprofit organization, Friends of Gwinnett County Senior Services, this was our partner. This was founded in 1999. And I think for the first 3-4 years, everybody said, well, this is a great idea. And by the way, Senator Renee Unterman was the founder of that, and she's still a strong advocate for seniors and the food security needs of the elderly. But with that being said, it was kind of small senior population, and we were serving those we could. But then when the boom really hit, we suddenly realized that we had to be prepared for tomorrow. And the partnership with Friends and Gwinnett Senior Services, actually, I want to say it's 2000, 2001, this all started, and it was just one of these things that, hey, what if we could support the meals program for our seniors, our Meals on Wheels and our senior center meals, if we just went ahead and we had a little extra? Well, the proprietor then was one of your bosses, Rob Langley, mm-hmm. just said, sure, why not? And got the blessing from Outback, and we started this thing called Outback at Work. And everybody went, what is that? And I think the first year, if I can recall back, we probably sold 300 or 400 meals that were prepaid, because Outback wasn't even open for lunch then. Mm. So it was one of these things that the Outbackers, as they still do 12 years later, in their off time, they volunteer to come in, part of that same family spirit that Giannis was talking about earlier. They come in their time, they prepare all this food, and it's largely donated, and then we distribute this out to people who prepaid for meals. Well, we started out with maybe 300 meals, and very simply, and it was a neat thing, and people liked it. It's grown up now. We do it twice a year, and we got over 800 to 850 meals that are sold, pre-sold. So it's one of these things that through the years has become a kind of an honored event. To the credit of Outback, it's not one of these, this is what we're going to support today, and then tomorrow we'll find something else. The loyalty is really, really appreciated.
So not only the first kind of private-public partnership,
right,
for Gwinnett Senior Services, but also the one that's the longest running and continues today.
And it is certainly a gold standard in terms of sustaining something that is win-win. I mean, it's win for Outback, and that we can promote them. And we've received a lot of media coverage through the years for Outback, and we're glad that that's the case. And, of course, it enhances the awareness of a lot of seniors that are out there that are hungry and can't prepare meals for themselves anymore.
Well, we certainly appreciate the generosity of Outback, and Gary and I were talking before the show. I think we've exceeded the $100,000 mark over the years in terms of benefit to Friends of Gwinnett and to Gwinnett County Seniors. So thank you again for that. We appreciate your ongoing support and commitment to that population.
It's been my pleasure. And I do want to add to what Gary was saying. I think that we need to also recognize the people that do buy these meals and the businesses that are part of it, because we couldn't do this without the local businesses around us. And you know, me or myself being the businessman, I really admire and respect businesses that are within this community that come together and do these. Of course, they get a great lunch out of it, and I hope they enjoy it as very much. But providing a good meal, of course, is a big plus. But they really do still contribute to the organization over the years.
Well, I can testify to the quality of the meal. Interesting story. Most years, I've come and picked up the meal and brought it back to my staff, and we've eaten it right away. This year, we had a little bit of a snafu, and the food sat until
about
2 hours.
Yeah.
And we came back to it, and it was still fantastic when we ate it. So we really appreciate it. My staff appreciates it. They love the food. So
I might also add that it's not just any ordinary lunch. Giannis is being very modest. He has spoiled all these people who have participated in this charity lunch event through the years. Not only do they go ahead and get a steak off the Barbie, they go ahead and they get a grilled chicken breast or shrimp, whatever it happens to be. They get a potato product, and they get a green vegetable and a Bushman bread roll. So this is not a menu for those that are dieting. I mean, this is full throttle and full value. And we've had folks through the year that said, I wouldn't pay this much for a lunch. And then we get a follow-up from them later, and they say, boy, is that all you charge me?
So yeah, it's a terrific
great value.
Well, I think it's important at that point to state that obviously Giannis donates this. He has a cost involved. He needs to try to cover the cost, but any surplus goes to friends, and that's the beauty of the relationship.
Yeah, and the bulk of the charge goes to, or the bulk of the money that we earn goes to friends, and we really appreciate that. It's Thanksgiving time, and I know you have another event that you do every year, and coming up on Thanksgiving Day. So tell us a little bit about that.
Thanksgiving kind of fell in my lap a few years ago. I think maybe 4 years now running. And one of the reasons I started doing Thanksgiving was because we saw some, and this is kind of an interesting story. My Outbackers, they always notice things when they go to gas stations and things like that. And one year, I think actually that year, it was really cold around Thanksgiving. And we had just met in the morning to just do some things in the restaurant, just to check over things, making sure that everything was turned off. And we were, since we're closed for the day, I wanted to make sure my restaurant is safe and secure. But some of my Outbackers met me here, and they're really touched by some people that were just around this area that were homeless and just didn't have anything to do, and they couldn't even get food anywhere. And it really bothered them. So we went ahead and, you know, just threw some things down on the grill and made some lunches together, put them in the boxes, and they actually took them over to some of the homeless around here that were just trying to get warm and stay warm around the gas station. It was around this area, so it really just meant a lot to me that Outbackers noticed that, and it really moved them to do something nice. And it just gave me the idea of saying, you know, I bet there's a lot more people out there that just need some little bit of help on Thanksgiving, or just a little bit of a place to get away and get a nice little Thanksgiving meal. So that is one of the reasons we started doing the Thanksgiving meals, and I wanted to do it personally. And being with Outback, Outback supports that kind of generosity, and it allows me to actually do that kind of generosity in the community because of Outback. This is why I do this, because the company encourages to do these kind of things, and I do it out of the bottom of my heart. And you know, my father was a big involvement as well over the years, and he really, you know, he wanted to bring some people in that he was involved with and had some struggles with, and some seniors that just could not or did not have any families around holidays. And that really gave them something to look forward to, because they've never been to Outback before. So it was really nice for them to come to Outback, you know. And some of them, like Gary mentioned earlier, some of them, there were the last meal they probably saw, but it was a nice memory for them to see. And we invite volunteers that are younger here, and some of them are teenagers or you know, going to college kids, and it was nice for them to talk to some of these seniors, because they had some great stories. And I still get people that share some great stories, and not in not so many ways, but I know in some ways some of these senior you know, individuals that came in here and shared some of these stories probably made some of my Outbackers think twice about what life value is, and maybe taught them something and made them better individuals.
Yeah, that's a great, great statement, especially in the society that we live in today. What do your Outbackers think about coming in, I'm assuming on their day off, and providing these services to these people? I mean, describe that just a little bit more.
Well, I think they're the ones that encourage me to do it.
Go.
So
yeah.
I got to tell you, they love it. And, you know, some of them just take so much pride in it. And you know, now that it's become a traditional thing, they bring in their kids now, and some of them bring in their family members. And it really has become sort of a little buzz around town that that we have this Thanksgiving meal. And, you know, it's not a big event by any means, but it's an event that's meaningful to a lot of people. And I tell everyone, if you could touch at least one person and make their day a little bit better, then this world would be better at the end of the day, you know?
So there are two ways that you serve people on Thanksgiving, right? You have people that stop by the restaurant, but don't you also deliver some meals?
Yes, we Gear and I added that a few years ago, I think 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And last year we had a great success, and last year we even had some of my Outbackers drive the meals to some of the seniors as well, just to say hello, and that was another addition to what really moved their hearts. But yes, we have done that, and we're going to do it again this year, to where we do the delivery on meals to some of the seniors. And the restaurant will be open from 10 to 2 that morning. I'm sorry, from 10 to 12 that morning. And, you know, if we have some late stragglers, we'll stay a little later. And sometimes we do. We had some semi-truck drivers last year that came in a little late, so we let them in, and they had some meals before they hit the road again. So there was a lot of stories, a lot of small stories, but yeah. It is from 10 to 12, and we'll serve some of my personally made turkeys. I don't buy them pre-made. I actually cook them here in the restaurant, and I do have some guys and girls that come up here and help me cook, so... So we have to cook a lot of turkeys, obviously, because if we're going to feed about 200 people, that's a lot of meals. So that was my goal, to maybe do about 200 this year, and hopefully we'll have a good turnout.
I'm sure you will. As we close here, I just want to put out there, if there are those listening that either want to volunteer, or those that know somebody that could use a delivered meal that's, you know, within a reasonable distance of the restaurant here, who would they contact, and how would they do that?
We'd like them to go ahead and call a young lady named Charlene Barr, B-A-R-R, and she is keeping a list and coordinating the logistics for the Outback Thanksgiving. Her phone number is 678-377-6715, or she can be reached by email at Charlene, that's Charlene, .barr, B as in boy, A-R-R, at Gwinnett County, spelled out and run together, two N's and two T's, county.com. So again, charlene.barr@gwinnettcounty.com, all run together for Gwinnett County. And we're at a point now, in all honesty, to where we have a lot of volunteers that have stepped out, and we would like people to volunteer if they know people, seniors or shut-ins in their neighborhood or another area. If there are grand families, these are grandparents raising grandchildren. Sometimes there's just not enough to go around, and Grandma and Mom may not even have enough energy to cook a Thanksgiving dinner. So we certainly want to, as Giannis said, to meet the needs.
Well, it sounds like you all are doing that well, and we appreciate what you do. We appreciate you taking the time this morning. Is there anything either one of you would like to say before we close?
I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to, you know, to tell the story. I really appreciate the marketing that we've gotten over the years through Gwinnett's seniors as well, and the friends of Gwinnett. So I really am blessed to be surrounded by great people. So thank you.
Yeah, well, Giannis, I got to tell you, in the scripture, there's this thought that prevails, that those who serve the most end up being the masters. I commend you. I commend you, Gary, for your efforts. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And for those that want to come out for a great steak or shrimp on the Barbie, the address of your restaurant is?
It's 145 Gwinco Boulevard. It's actually now in the new Celebration Drive in Suwanee, Georgia, 30024. And it's the phone number here is 770 614-0092. And we are open for lunch, which a lot of folks don't know. And we've kind of kept it quiet for the past year, but now we're ready. So bring your businesses in, bring your groups in. Holidays around the corner, and we have great deals on holiday gift certificates as well. And we have a great special going on in the restaurant right now, which has a great dessert. If you love chocolate, we have a chocolate Oreo waffle, which is pretty much all homemade. We make the waffle mix along with a cake mix, sort of our own version of a waffle, and it's drizzled with homemade chocolate, paired up with some vanilla ice cream and some toppings of Oreo. But it's absolutely fantastic. It's home cooking at its best, and it really is one of the best desserts I've had in a while. And, you know, we have, like I said, we have a lot of specials that people might not know about, and we are affordable. Most of our items are you know, under $15, and we even have steaks, you know, that are so reasonably priced that I think once people try us out, they'll be very surprised. So come on down Outback.
Outstanding. And roughly I-85 and Lawrenceville-Suwannee Road. And again, thank you so much for being with us today, and we're going to send it back to Kevin now in Dallas.
All right, guys, that was excellent. We appreciate both Giannis and Gary for taking the time to join us today. And as always, we like to close the show by saying, if the youth of our nation are the nation's greatest asset, it goes without saying that our seniors are its greatest treasure. Until next week, this has been Ujiria Radio, and we'll see you then.
Ujiria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.